For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Dear listeners, welcome to the Kodesh Family Church, Philadelphia, under the leadership of Bishop Dag Heward Mills. This denomination has grown with over several branches all over the world. We are excited to come your way with the anointed word of God, which has the power to heal, deliver, and save you. Stay tuned as we receive God's word through his servant, Reverend Gilbert Fleischer.
All right, please be seated. Amen, 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 amen. Good to see all of you. So let us continue with our series on what it means to be a strong Christian. Strong Christian. Stephanie, why are you sitting in the back? Your mother is in the house. You are sitting in the back. Do you want to sing for her to see? All right, go and pick a song and come. Take a mic and come. Amen. It's very hard to minister in front of somebody senior to you. Somebody that you know does what you do and you are learning from. Yeah? Whenever I'm preaching and Apostle Joel is around, I have to go up front and Apostle Joel is around, it's not easy. I remember when we were in Newark, there was a day, I think it was Bishop Saki came, and I was trying to even introduce. It was not easy. I was fumbling. Sometimes you feel you've grown. But when you are in the midst of other senior people, you see that, hey, I am lacking. But God helps us all. Amen. So we are all growing. I'm also learning. Stephanie, you think you can sing? Yeah, I think you can sing. Come and sing. Don't be intimidated. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, just sing. Sing one song. Which song are you going to sing? Wisdom is a principle. Yeah, you should sing one of your strong confidence. That one, they are powerful. Oh? Yeah. So Makaria, she's doing well. She's coming up. She's getting very anointed. And I'm enjoying her music. All right, so get it ready. Are you ready? All right, put your hands together for talking about what it means to be a strong Christian. What it means to be a strong Christian. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse number 10 is our key verse. Let's look at it again. Ephesians 6 and verse number 10. All right. My part is almost dead, so when it dies, end of service. All right. So in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10, it says, finally, my brethren, be strong. Turn to your neighbor and say, be strong.
Be strong.
So again, the Bible is not saying that Angel Gabriel should make you strong, or your husband should make you strong, or your wife should make you strong. It says, you be strong. So in other words, the ability to be strong depends on you, just like anything else. In life, anything that you tend to be strong in is something that you put effort in to become strong. Isn't it also, Brother Albert? Yeah. So people are strong in soccer. People are strong in basketball. People are strong in all kinds of things. Now, to be strong in the Lord depends on you. You have to make some effort to make yourself strong. Amen. So last week, we began to look at some of the areas that you need to develop if you want to be strong in the Lord. Amen. All right, so number one, we said that to be strong, to be a strong Christian, you need to develop a deeper Christian life, a deeper Christian life. In other words, you have to move from shallowness to depth. Yes. We have to move into a deeper relationship with God. Know God more. Have deeper things with God. Now, scripture was Psalm 42 and verse number 7. Let's look at it again. Psalm number 42 and verse number 7. It says to be, Psalm 42 verse 7. Let's look at it again. It says, deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy water spout. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. So deep calleth unto deep. Deep calleth unto deep. So if you want to have a deep relationship with God, you have to go deep. And that will draw depth also from God. Yeah, just like anything. If you want to have a deeper relationship with me, you would have to come deeper with me. Yeah. You can't remain superficial. You have to open up more. There are people that have pastored for years. I don't know them. I don't know too much about you. Especially if you've been here for 10 years and I don't know much about you. I should know about you. And I cannot come asking you questions upon questions. What do you do? This. It's also kind of sounds spooky. That's not my call. You see? But if you come to me and we chat, then I can ask you questions about this and that and that and that. Then I get to know you more. In the same way with God, if you want to go deeper with him, you need to spend time with him. And tell him more about things, about yourself. And that also includes relating to the ministers that he is giving to you, the fathers that he's giving to you. Amen. You know, one of the things that I've come to realize, I've heard Bishop say it over and over again. I've heard him talk about, especially relating to full-timers, about communication. Do you see? But I've come to appreciate it very deeply. And one of the reasons was because not too long ago, my boss got very upset. She said it to me twice. And the first time I didn't get it. But this second time, it really went into my heart that you don't communicate. Do you see? Now, that does not mean that I don't talk to her, I don't say hello. In fact, she even accused me that when I come, all I say is hello and smile, and then we go. Because I talk to her all the time. And then when she said, I remember something that Bishop Ayedepo said, that if he works with you or you work with him, and every morning you just come and say, good morning, he says he's lost, he will lose respect for you immediately. Because to him, you don't have much to do. In other words, a communication or talking should be more than just, hi, how are you, and things. It should be, you cannot just come to me and all you have is, good morning, how are you? There has to be something more. Do you see? So it's key. So I'm saying that when she said that, I said, yeah, because in her mind, she has given me a part of her ministry, in quotes, or her company. There's a whole portion that I am managing. You see, and that is a big responsibility. So she expects me to give her good feedback. As what am I doing there? What am I doing there? So I suddenly have changed. And I remembered when somebody said not too long ago that Bishop was very upset with one of the missionaries because the missionary is not being communicated. I said, that is it. Because Bishop is not there in the field and he's giving that whole area to that person. He should be talking. Is there? He's still there. So you need to communicate, and that shows a depth of relationship. You are relating to the person. Albert, can you imagine your employees? They don't talk to you. You give them a sign, they don't come and give you feedback. They don't say anything. You don't know what's going on. Do you see? But you see that as you communicate, and I realize that since I started doing that more. Yeah. In my mind, I felt like I was even going to bother her, telling her things. I did this. But I mean, it's important because she can't see. She doesn't know until I tell her. You see, and ever since I started doing, in fact, now even, because now she's very busy, she's not even around most of the time. But I make it a point to give her a short, I call it clinical update. And I'll give her, this is what happened, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I realize that she's happier with me. You see, and the relationship is more meaningful. Do you get it? Yeah. These days, one of the things I've noticed about David, Auntie Evelyn, your son, I mean, by the time I realize, come to sit in front of me. He always wants to talk. He does that to you too, right? Yeah, David will come and sit. I mean, in fact, sometimes I'm about to leave, then he'll come and say, David, I'm going now. I'm going to preach. Let's go. Do you see? And you can see right there that it is developing a relationship. Developing a relationship. Do you see? Listen, we are all not perfect, though. We all have our impact. I have a lot of impact. You can ask her. I'll be married to her. But today she reminded me that we've been engaged for 27 years. Wow. I don't know where she went to get some picture of our engagement ceremony. Yeah. I say, yeah, but we communicate. How did I even bring this in? What was I talking? Yeah, I'm saying that. Yeah, so it's key. You have to talk, and as you talk more, you see that you go deeper with the person. Yeah, and I was saying it because I said we are not perfect. I know we are not. You are as imperfect as I am imperfect. I don't expect that you are an angel. There's no angel here. I mean, when I look at your head, I don't see the halo thing. I don't see. Stella, do you see one on me? Yeah, miss, I'm not. It's invisible. Yeah. So we all have our fault. Do you see? And talking about your weakness per se does not diminish in any way. It's only a bad pastor that after you've told him your shortcomings and he holds it against you. It's a very bad pastor. In fact, there's a pastor like that, stop going to their church. Because that's not the role of a pastor. A pastor should rather encourage. See, and that is why Paul understood. He said, I would rather boast of my weakness. Eh? Yeah, I will boast of my infirmities. I'll rather go to God and say, God, I'm weak here, and Lord help you. That is how it's supposed to be. Yeah. That is how it's supposed to be. You should be talking to God more about I'm weak here, I'm good, Lord, I need this. And if you are doing that with God, I tell you, you'll be talking more to me. You'll be talking more to your pastors. You'll be sharing with them more deeper things about yourself, which would even help enhance your spirituality. Are you understanding? So deep calleth unto deep. If you go by it also means that shallow calleth unto shallow. Yeah. Shallow you are, you will call shallow. Amen. Think deep. Don't scratch the surface. Even when you are reading, I was telling the cell group leaders, when you are reading even like Bishop's book, a verse is quoted, don't just browse over it. A deep person will find what that verse means. Even as you are not even understanding it. You are just taking it as a point that they mention in the book. You see? Yeah. I was telling the pastor, actually, she brought it back. And I fully agree. And I think that from now on, all prayer, when we're on the prayer line and things, we should use books. Because it's doer. We'll be reading, learning, and also praying. So that we stop struggling about prayer topics. You are leading prayer today. What should I pray about? All these books are prayer topics that you can develop prayer topics from.
So as you read the books and you see a verse, go deep into the verse. Find out what, if you read the verse and you don't understand, it means I have to read a few verses before. If you read that all the verses in that chapter before you don't, it means I'm maybe go to the chapter before. That's what it's called, context. Then if even that chapter, let's say we're reading a verse in chapter 3, it's not working, you read chapter 2, still not, then go to chapter 1. Even if chapter 1 is not working, then go to, if it's a second book of something, you know, 2 Corinthians, then maybe the thing, the connection is in 1 Corinthians. So start, this is what we call deep. You are not superficial. You are not scratching the surface. Yeah. Look at numbers. The numbers on the strong concordance. Number, what if you look at what's the Greek, it makes such a difference. Amen. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, I'm going to go deep. I will go deep. Amen. So to be a strong Christian is to develop a deeper Christian life. A deeper Christian life. Number two, to be a strong Christian is to become steadfast. To be a strong Christian means to become steadfast. You must become steadfast. You must become steadfast. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse number 58. 1 Corinthians 15 and 58. Look at it. 1 Corinthians 15, 58. It says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast. Therefore, my beloved brethren, may Angel Gabriel make you steadfast. Therefore, my beloved brethren, may your pastor make you steadfast. No, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is in the Lord, is your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen. So to be a strong Christian means you must become steadfast. Steadfast. So I looked at the Greek word for steadfast. Okay? And it means to be seated, to be settled, and firm in the truth of the resurrection and of the victory in Christ. I think there's a combination with Dick's Bible, note on Dick's Bible. All right? So the Greek word is actually hedraios. I don't know whether I'm pronouncing it well. Hedraios. H-E-D-R-A-I-O-S. It's not show. I'm not trying to do show. I'm not trying to show you that I know a scripture or I know a Greek word. No, that's not what I'm trying to show you that. So if you just read this, oh, they say be steadfast. Okay, be steadfast. We'll be steadfast. I mean, it's not deep. But when you go a little into it and now look at the Greek word, it means to be seated. So therefore, my beloved, be seated. Be settled. And firm. That is what it means to be steadfast. Simple. And I was reading a comment which says, it is important to make definite decisions about your faith before challenges come. Otherwise, you will not survive. That is what it means to be steadfast. To be seated. That is why before a plane takes off, everybody sits. Including the have you noticed that? Including the experienced air hostess. Because the air hostess, sometimes when you are in the air, if you're flying and sometimes there's a little turbulence and you see how everybody, but sometimes they won't stop, they are still serving. You know, you can see their experience, where they will even balance themselves and they are still doing their thing. But when it's taking off, everybody has to be seated. They are the last to sit before the pilot takes you announce. Air crew, I mean, be seated. Then they will sit down and belt themselves because it's important. Because the thing is about to take off. There's going to be a little turbulence. The plane is going to tilt. The head is going to go up and the back side is going to go down. I mean, unless you can stand like that.
Oh, So to be a strong Christian, you need to be seated and settled and belted. So that when the thing comes, because as for the ups and downs, Charlie, it comes to all of us. So nobody is exempted. Nobody. When you look at the story of the wise, parable of the wise and the foolish man, isn't it? Isn't it? The rain came down. We were taught in Sunday school, isn't it? Eh? The wise man built his house upon the rock. Eh? The same rain came down also upon the foolish man who built his house upon the sand. Built his house upon the sand. And the rain came down. But the difference is that the wise person's house stood. So you're not exempted per se because you're a Christian. What the assurance you have is that you will survive. And God is showing us how to survive. How to survive and how to be strong in times of turbulence is to be settled. And that's what I read the comment to make definite decisions that I am in Christ. I'm not moving. No matter, nobody can sweep me off my feet. No matter what happens, I am still going to be here. That is settled. Now, are you understanding what I'm saying? Yeah. You should make up that your mind that no matter what, I will still be here. I'm not moving an inch. This is where I will be. When you've made that decision, you are settled and belted on your seat so that when turbulence comes, you will still be found still strong. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, are you seated? Are you belted? Yeah. So it says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast. Number three, to be a strong Christian is to become unmovable. Be ye steadfast, unmovable. So what does it mean to be unmovable? It simply means, the Greek word, also a very long word, means let nothing shake your faith or move you from the hope of the gospel. So you are seated, belted. When you are belted, it's not enough. Listen, God is wise, so he's not repeating himself here. There's a difference between being steadfast and unmovable. You can be seated, belted, but you can move. So he's saying that in addition to being seated and belted, now also make yourself unmovable, that nothing can move you. That is how you become a strong Christian. Amen. I see you becoming a strong Christian. I said, I see you becoming a strong Christian. In Jesus' name. I said, in Jesus' name. I said, in Jesus' name. I said, in Jesus' name. Let us stand to our feet and pray a little bit. Let us pray a little bit. Jesus. Come on, pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself tonight. Say to the Lord, Lord, make me unmovable. Make me steadfast. Make me steadfast. Make me steadfast. Make me unmovable. Come on, make that your prayer. Make that your prayer. Mato parabaya. Le shapo karaba. Mantorianda. Le brotipa. Le shkidalabando. Sombre ke paluba. Ropote pelemiana. Ropote lebiana. Come on, everybody, lift up your voice and pray. Oh God, make me steadfast. Make me steadfast. Help me to be steadfast. Help me to be seated. Help me to be seated. Help me to be belted. Help me to be steadfast. Steadfast in my church. Steadfast in my call. Steadfast in my ministry. Steadfast in that which you have sent me to do. Let me not even also be movable. May I become unmovable. Come on, make that your prayer. Make that your prayer. Kalantoria shipara mama repetapura si bekelema motopara le shakara baba mambro lebalo 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 le morotiando robo si para bandele kebab
In the name of Jesus, yes, Mantoniande, Lestombre, Kelebazoba, 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 Brando Ramamo, Kelebabacha Brandia, Samale Kepabrode, Mando Kotoprode, Mikando, Brecheba, 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 Palus, Piram, Colom, Coman, Dema, Labacaba, Lando, Samale Kepabrode, Kalamama, Shabrakada, 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 Shabrakaba, Shabrakaba, Lestombre, Kelemamone, Lebayanda, Emalama, Sombrekeba, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Listen to me. One of the hindrances to our blessing is that we move too much. You know, we can't sit still. We can't be stable enough for the Lord to bless us. Yeah. It's almost like you are trying to cut or clip the hair of a little kid. Have you seen one before? Yeah, one day I was at the barber's shop and the barber was so angry. He told the father of the little boy, don't bring him here again. Because he was wasting his time. You know, because they won't sit. You try to use a blade and the guy is just, they put him in a booster chair, high chair, he still won't sit. So you can't even sit still for you to be blessed. The boy could not sit still for the clippers we use on his hair to give him a nice, you know, haircut to make him look nice. You can't be blessed. Amen. So one of the reasons why we can't really be blessed is because we are not stable. We are not steadfast. We're always moving around. It does not bring blessing. Yeah. Some of us, I tell you, if you're honest with yourself and you look at even the jobs you've had, you realize that if you had even been stable, steadfast, and unmovable, had made the decision that, I don't know why Enoch is smiling. Yeah, perhaps by now you may be the top worker there. Yeah. I tell you, when I always remember this. There's one of the health centers that I worked at. I worked at that place for a very short time. In fact, I think I was there for 1 year. I was not patient. And within that year, there was another young girl called Kemi Ali. Nice lady. She came in. And I actually, you know, she had just graduated. And I had worked for a couple of years with a little experience. And I actually tutored her. And I left her within the year I was gone. Just over a year. You know, because I couldn't stand the place. Today, she's the chief executive of that health center. Whenever I see her at conferences giving lectures, I'm like, that could have been me. It could have been me. But I'm also coming. I say, I'm also coming. I've learned and I'm coming. Yeah. So it helps me. It helps me greatly in times of stress. I can't tell you how much stress I've been through and I'm still going through. But I've decided. Yes, and God uses my wife a lot to encourage me to be stable. Sometimes the dawn, do you know what I mean by dawn? Yeah, dawn is just before. Yeah, I learned that from my brother-in-law, Lady Pastor's brother. Yeah, it's the darkest, just before light breaks. It's the darkest hour, they say. You can go by, it's too dark. No, it's not too dark, it's just about to. And that's where a lot of us get ourselves into. Just when it is about to happen, then you move. Then you go to some other place, you go and labor for a long time, just when it's about to. And the same thing is repeated spiritually. In fact, you know what I can even say? It is your spiritual life that is reflected in your physical life. Yeah. Because you see that when your spiritual principles are solid and you get it right, you see that everything falls in place. That is why very spiritual people are also the best workers, best, you know, spouses, best everything. Because when you are spiritual, it reflects in everything that you do. Do you get it? So it is a reflection of your spirituality, the inability to be even remain. So we are praying again. And we are saying, Lord, help us. We have to do that. Being steadfast, but we're asking for your help and your grace.
to be steadfast and movable in whatever you do, your calling, your ministry, your whatever God has called you to do, remain steadfast and unmovable. Lift up your voice one more time.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for your help, may you help me, O Lord. In Jesus' name, help me, Father, to be steadfast.
May we be steadfast. Help us by the Holy Spirit. Help us by the Holy Spirit. Help us, Jesus. Help us, Steadfast in our calling, steadfast in every spiritual aspect, steadfast in God, in our work with you, unmovable, no matter what it is, let us be seated, belted, let us be unshakable, nothing to be able to move us, in the name of Jesus, let us be unmovable, let us be unshakable, let us be unmovable, let us be unmovable, let us be unshakable, nothing to be able to move us, in the name of Jesus, let us be unshakable, 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 let us be unshakable,
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Look at me. Finally, I want us to pray this prayer. I want to pray and say to the Lord that, Lord, in years to come, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, 25 years or more to come, 30 years, 35, till the Lord satisfies, we are satisfied with life, because he will satisfy us with long life. Satisfaction depends on the person, isn't it? When you are satisfied, you can check out. Amen. Let us pray that we will be found stable. You are praying a prayer to store for the future, that in the years to come, you will still be found in the house of God, serving God, no matter where you are. Justin, are you understanding? Yeah, this message is also for you. That wherever God moves you, you will still be serving God. Nothing will change in your heart. Nothing will change your heart. That your heart will be stable always, always. Never move, never remove from anything that is of God. But you will find, even when you are the only human being at the North Pole, you will still be serving God. Is that a good prayer? Let's pray that prayer. Let's pray for that stability, that steadfastness.
Yes, Father, we
Jesus, Manto Kapalaba, Rafayane, Kelemamose, Sibade, Lechopro, Kapayanga, Mangro, Vela, Sembre, Tania, Lochopro, Kapala, 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 Kapala. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. That will be steadfast. Will be steadfast. Will be steadfast. Nothing will change us. Nothing will change us. Riches will not change us. Nothing will change us. Wealth will not change us. Nothing will change us. Abundance will not change us. Nothing will change us. Oh God, promotion will not change us. Nothing will change us. We'll be unmovable. We'll be unshakable. We'll be steadfast. Yes, Lord, as you promote us, let us not change, Lord. Kalamprode, Kalabatapre, Lechombro, Kilama, Monsebre. As you anoint us, may we not change, Lord. Yes, Lord, Kalibra, Listombre, Lemanto, Naman. Friends will not change us. Friends will not change us. Peer pressure will not change us. Relatives will not change us. Nothing will change us. Circumstances will not change us. Nothing will change us. We will be steadfast, steadfast, unmovable, unmovable, unmovable. Always, always, just moving on, pressing on, pushing on. Nothing changing us. Nothing changing us. Nothing changing us. Kapante, Lisombro, Kelabanda, Champra, Kapala.
Repeta, leprote, kintoro, timbala, leprote, jenda, nagambone, leprote, kintona, bande, de brende, ke mongrone, chambre, ke manta, predita, la chambre. Marriage will not change us, yes, Lord. Kato paraste, prokelambro, kelangro, de chimbala, mieto palimpro, de ke labatambre, de kenora, racha paka pa, racha kapa pa, racha kapa pa, neprote pasapa, mieto ndoro simpe, kenda, rambe, ya kombe, nanda, brenda, chambre, kembro, nena. That is our prayer, Lord. 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 Tonight, that is our prayer. That is our prayer. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We thank you.
Thank you.
We bless you.
We bless you.
Thank you, Lord. Yes. Lift up your hand and give him praise. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him for your new ability, a refreshed ability to be steadfast, to be unmovable. Jesus, we thank you. We bless you. In the name of Jesus. Father, we are so grateful to you for tonight. Thank you for reminding us of the need to be steadfast, to be unmovable. Thank you for what we have prayed about. Thank you that our prayers have even been answered. We'll be deeper with you. We'll be steadfast. We'll be unmovable. Thank you. In Jesus' name. And all the saints shall say, amen. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord.